After Buzzers, you're watching the Grey's Anatomy After Show. Tonight we're talking Krebs leadership struggles, Maggie under pressure, and Weber getting personal, so don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Classic. We went back to it.
Gotta go back to it.
Yes, so hi guys, we're actually doing two separate episodes today, just wanted to let you know. So after this, stick around and we'll get on to the next episode since we missed last week's.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm your host, Krista, and with me today is Chelsea.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
So much to talk about.
I know. We're missing Elle Marie today, but she'll be back next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're starting with episode 3, Gut Feeling, mm-hmm. and a lot happened.
Yes.
What were your overall thoughts?
I like seeing Karev in a different leader, in a different role, but I hate seeing him struggle in it.
Yeah.
And I don't like this Weber kind of being, like, he seems, like, too bitter. He's a little too bitter for me. I'm not really feeling it. And, yeah, overall, and Jackson going MIA. I don't understand it. So that
yeah.
was, I was, what the heck?
I know, that was a shocker. We opened up, and that was kind of my initial reaction. I was like, where's Jackson? And we're just acting like Maggie's single. Did we miss part of their conversation?
In the season premiere, he had that, like, botched surgery in the little, like, hyperbaric chamber thing.
So
and
I
then,
know he had a breakdown,
But enough to leave, like, so abruptly? I
feel like we should have seen that conversation play out, but I guess that's the point, because she didn't really know the details. So I think that was kind of, you know, she's like, all I got was an email.
But, like, what frustrated me about it, too, was, like, why didn't we see him at all? Like, if he's, you know, finding God or whatever he's doing, like, let's see
it. Is he visiting April?
Yeah.
You know? I'd like to know these things.
What's going on?
So that was a shock.
Yeah.
I mean, we know he's in a bad place, so it makes sense. It just, I thought he'd be going through it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you guys will have to let us know what you thought about that.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was definitely strange.
So, yeah, well, we have that, and then while this is all going on, we see Maggie struggling not only with his absence, but also the secret that's really starting to put pressure on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't... I would tell.
I would have already told
you. I'm not good at secrets in general, but something like that big, I don't think I could hold on to.
It's such a difficult place to be in, too, because of HIPAA laws. So,
yeah.
And technically, Teddy's a patient, but also she's a patient whose secret... has a lot to do with your family,
yeah.
So it's, I couldn't even imagine.
Well, do you think Teddy, or not Maggie should have maybe elected to not treat Teddy after, like, she realized, like, the lives could be, or Teddy should have asked for a different doctor,
that's
or.
For sure, but I think at that point, you were already treating her when that news came out, so it's. There's a
you
line.
Can't. Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't be able to keep it. Like you said, it's such a life-altering thing. It's not like, oh, you know, it's not like a dog or anything. It's like, oh, we're going to have a baby. Like, you can't, like...
Yes. So that...
Not good.
I know, that's so tough. And so this whole episode, we're watching her, you know, dealing with Jackson, and then she keeps setting up. I love how it all... intro'd and everyone's like, hook up with DeLuca. You know? It's just... It was... Okay. But she starts, like... employing people off, and Amelia's like, I don't understand, because why would she? Also, she just told you she's kind of with Owen. Well, basically, she's with Owen. They haven't put a label on it.
Yeah.
Typical. But, so she goes to Maggie, and she's just like, you know, confronts her in the middle of an OR. I love how they do that.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, and so all these times, and she's with Owen in the OR, and I'm just, she's going to crack. Like, how are you working with him, and then you have Amelia, I don't know.
I just feel like the stress is just so overwhelming, and you have too many things going on, and I wouldn't be able to do it. I just wouldn't be able to keep the secret for however many days it's been. But, like, yeah, no, it's unbearable.
I know. We'll save it for predictions, but I don't think she's going to make it much longer. I'm really worried about her.
Her well-being. Like, everything's kind of just falling apart, right?
Exactly. Like, and it's, like, it's affecting her working relationship with Owen, like we saw in the OR. DeLuca was probably like, I do not understand
I don't understand... why she would try to push someone else onto Amelia. Like, does she not believe that
that's not going to fix anything?
Well,
that's a great point. That is such a good point. Like, what do you think pushing someone else on Amelia is going to do? Because she's already playing house with Owen.
Yeah.
They're together.
Yeah. Is she just not taking them seriously? Or is she trying to break them up so that the baby can? Face. Like, yeah. I don't get it.
I think she's trying to, like, soften the blow when Amelia eventually, which she will, I'm sure, finds out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's the best way to do it. But she's
trying to, like, break them up.
She's in such a hard position, though, because she literally can't say anything. So I guess she's doing the only thing she can think of, but it's not going to end well.
Yeah. Distraught.
Anyways, so then our case, let's skip to the case this season, or this episode. So it was the shop accident, right? So we had Mr. Buckley was who we thought was an alcoholic, or who the doctors had assumed because he had an insane blood alcohol level. Yeah. Did they say what it was? They just said it. They've never seen anything like it.
So I can't remember what the specific name of the disease was.
I remember the disease, but I can't remember what they said
is blood. Basically, if you drink or intakes too much sugar, his body turns the sugar into alcohol or something.
Auto-brewery syndrome.
Yeah, which sounds so made up, but I'm going to believe it's a thing.
I know. I was like, bull.
I was like, what?
But I'm not a doctor.
I'm glad I don't have that. Weber's approach to it, though, was extremely ballsy, I guess. And I when he was, like, faking him vodka and, like, all those little tactics, I was like, oh, my God, he's gonna get fired.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, he's kind of, like, getting in his own way. If he really wants to be chief, like, this isn't the right thing to do, right? Like, I don't know. But to see Karev kind of stand up to Weber in the OR, like, that was a little bit like, oh, my God. Especially as a fan that's watched it from, like, season one episode. Like, that's your mentor that you're telling, like, get out. Like, that's crazy. It was a really great scene.
It was. I know. This whole case was just because all of the parents and the students, they love this teacher. Mm-hmm. So they're like, we don't understand. He doesn't have a drinking problem. And up until this point, Weber was totally on board with, he's like, I know alcoholics.
So yeah.
He's an alcoholic. But it was talking to the mom of the Arthur's mom.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, no, I went to his daughter's wedding. He, like, got tipsy off of a glass or two of champagne. So that's when I still didn't realize that after that, that he would have put water in that glass because he was, you know, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I was like, Weber, you were taking this too far.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Like, do you think he was taking, like, how far do you take it? I know in the end you figured it out, but it's just,
I wouldn't have gone that far.
I crossed some legal lines, too.
He was, like, badgering him in the OR. Like, that, it was kind of crazy. I was surprised he took it as far as he did. But, I mean, he was ultimately right, so I guess,
I know, that's where it's hard.
Yeah.
And he makes that comment after, too, because in the OR, when he was with Link, and they were like, okay, you know, it especially sucks now looking back because we know he isn't an alcoholic.
Yeah.
But at the time, Weber was like, oh, he totally is.
Yeah.
So it's even worse, but he was even making him mad. He was kind of like, get out of my OR. Stop talking to my patient while
you're
I'm trying to fix him.
Yeah. It was definitely something that I thought that he totally overstepped his boundaries. And, I mean, given the hunch, and everyone would have just assumed that he was a drunk. So, like, him going with the lead with the mother of the son and, like, exploring that, I think just shows how great of a doctor that he really is.
Yeah.
But he definitely was too overbearing to begin with, I believe.
Yeah, but I agree. I know. It's one of those things where, and it always happens with these doctors, where they, like, cross a very thin moral line when it comes to their patients, and it could have went bad, but he ended up being right, so, like, all was happy in the end.
I don't think I've ever met a doctor like a doctor at Grace Sloan that, like, cares too much and is just, like, oversharing and, like, overinserting themselves into other people's life.
Where, speaking of, we have, like, Cece here and Meredith. Like, that's totally not something that happens. Like, you perform my surgery, and I will perform your dating.
Yeah.
I will make that happen. Yeah.
No, I'm so happy that Meredith has someone that's looking out for her.
I do, too. I really like their banter, and I love that, she's just, Meredith's so stubborn sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's nice seeing Cece, how she, like, won't give up. She'll send an intern and be like, well, you're in here, can I ask about your father? And, like, the mother questions, that's the one place it's going to be hard for you to get out of. Yeah.
You don't do that with
Meredith. So I like their dynamic. It's It's been pretty good.
It's been sweet.
Yeah.
But hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that gives you that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube suggests content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of talk TV.
Cool. Yes, thank you guys. Yeah. Also, while you're doing all of that, make sure, you know, when you're watching to like, subscribe, give us... What, 5 stars would be nice, but whatever you think. And if you comment, we always read your comments, and yeah. We love interacting with you guys. You guys are great, so.
And yeah, be live in the chat.
Exactly. For and sure. Don't forget to, like, subscribe on iTunes, too. You can download it as a podcast, so you guys are great. You're why we do what we do.
Loving it. Mm-hmm. Loving it.
Yes. So, also, a couple more things that we should probably discuss, which is Karev. And then, so let's do Karev first.
But yeah.
He is really, we mentioned it a little bit with Weber, which is kind of making me mad that Weber is so salty because you've been there. Yeah. You've, like, been in that position.
Shouldn't you not want that anymore?
You're supposed to be retired at this point. I like that you're not, but just take let go it with go. The flow. Yeah.
Be happy for your mentee.
Yes, but I don't think Karev also, I think he thought it was going to be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also know Miranda Bailey, and she would not put someone on the job that she doesn't think
could handle it.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be a huge teaching moment for Karev in the end. He just doesn't realize it right now.
I think Karev went into it, like, he pulled into, you know, the chief parking spot. Yeah, like,
exactly.
He thought, like,
I got this.
Yeah, like, he was that celebrity, like, status that he's never been in his life. Like, he was always the loser in high school and stuff. So now he's like, you know, I've made it. So he was just, like, such a big shot signing off, like, we could pay for this. We could do this.
Prosthetic superhero arms? How much?
And when Bailey was like, you know, destroyed our whole budget for 4 months.
That was a wake-up call. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, okay, wait, this isn't, like, all fun and games. Like, I can't say yes to everybody. But, like, one of the things that Weber says and that even Bailey says is it's something that takes you out of surgeries. And I think that's what Karev learned this in this episode, that he's not going to be able to do all the things that he typically loves to do, which is surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was really funny, though, to see him just kind of blow it.
I know.
Blow it.
And you could see as it was going on, stuff was starting to pile up, but then he'd somehow overcome. First the OR board, then, you know, Bailey quick fixed it.
Yeah.
Then a nurse didn't show up, and there wasn't enough nurses there today. And then, but with the... At the end, he's like, no, I figured the budget out. I did it better than you did. And Bailey was like, that was for the quarter. You spent our whole... And that's when you saw the light just leave his eye.
Like, wait.
He was like, no, I'm not cut out for this.
And it was... It kind of sucked to see Bailey get so sucked in back to her old position. Mostly in part because Karev was doing everything wrong, but also because she's just such a control freak that she can't, like, let anyone do they need to do, even though she doesn't want to do it.
I know, that's what I was going to ask you, because that kind of ties in with the other thing that was going on this episode with Joe. She has this fellowship now. Bailey's funding it, and she's so excited to get started, but Bailey's such a control freak.
Yeah.
And it's hard for her to let go and take a break, which is the whole reason to have Karev step in. And you can see this whole episode, she's cleaning up after Karev on the OR board. She's asking about what he's doing to Wilson, who's like, I'm also Karev.
I thought that was funny. Like, where's Karev? I'm right here.
Yeah. So do you think, my question being, do you think she's going to be able to, like, take a back step or a back seat and actually do the fellowship with Joe?
I think so. I think that, you know, kind of that moment when in his new office, whichever, talking about the budget and, like, kind of like that hit him across the head, like, okay, this is serious. I think that kind of allowed her to just, like, let it go. And then also, Wilson, Mrs. Karev.
Yes.
Seeing her, having her go up to Bailey and say, like, look, this is a fellowship. It's a partnership. I can't do this without you. I think kind of opened her eyes and was like, oh, crap, like, I am actually failing at what I brought her in to do, mm-hmm. and that was to be a partner and to help save, you know, prevent cancer, whatever those, whatever, whatever she's doing. But I also, I thought it was really sweet and funny when she, when Wilson ran up to Meredith. I was like, I miss you.
I know, that part was cute. I was like, just give Bailey a chance, but I understand. Yeah. But yeah. Okay, I think, like, the only thing we should quick address is Roy at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Getting finally fired.
Yes, thank God.
Like,
thank God.
Yeah, so basically a patient comes into the OR, or the OR, into the hospital emergency room because mm-hmm. he has a nosebleed. And he, Roy makes, like, a cocaine crack at him and is, like, lay off
the...
Yeah,
so mature. So mature.
I was like, he's profusely bleeding. First of all, people get nosebleeds all the time, but you don't walk into the OR unless
there's... Something's really wrong.
And he just...
You don't make an accusation
off.
That they snorted coke.
Yeah. And then 5 hours later, this guy is seriously bleeding still, and the other doctors are like, what the heck? And he dies. He ends up dying, and Roy can't take responsibility.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I get it, but he like, wouldn't even take... He's like, it was not my fault. I'm just the intern.
Yeah. See, what happened with him makes me wonder why they kept him around to begin with.
I know, like, the whole... The legal issues...
Why not just write him off back then if he was going to get fired now? Like, remember April, mm-hmm. for example. Like, when she killed a patient. Like, something happened
Yeah,
and, like, they almost fired her, or I think they did.
They did, and then he came back and got her.
Yeah, and she became a rock star. So it was like, okay, if you're going to keep this, you know, idiot intern, mm-hmm. like, at least give him some type of story to continue on
that's
with.
That's why I think Karev forgets all the legal stuff that's going on, so mm-hmm. I'm wondering if... His storyline's not over, and he comes back, and he starts fighting again, and he's like, you guys can't fire me, which is a little, at this point, you've killed people.
Yeah, you've done a little too much.
You know, but the way the legal system works, they could, like, you know, he's supposed to be an intern, you guys aren't teaching him, so maybe, I'm assuming, why keep him around unless his storyline...
Yeah, it has to go somewhere, but I just, I don't like him.
I agree.
I don't want him to come back, I guess.
Well, so, that's... We don't have much time left, so we're going to go straight to our special segment,
ooh.
Which is Who Served the Cure?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, there it is. We're not doing the music tonight? That's okay. We'll do it next time. So, do you want to go first?
So, it was something that Meredith actually said, and I think mostly every woman, maybe some guys, can resonate with something like this. She says, I'm an award-winning surgeon, and I pay someone whose job it is to find me a sex life. That's humiliating.
That. Yeah.
And I just feel like, I mean, I'm not an award-winning surgeon, and I'm actually in a relationship. But, like, prior to that, it was hard to find a boy, to find somebody. And it's not easy, and that's where all these dating apps and, you know, dating websites come in, you know, to play. And it just was so real. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you could be the biggest catch in the world, and it's still going to be really hard for you to find a guy.
Imagine if it's hard for us, like, you know, and we're young and there's all these apps. Imagine being a surgeon and, you know, you have 3 kids at home.
Yeah.
You're, you know, in your midlife with your children, your husband's... I couldn't imagine. So it's
not
like
at
you
all.
Have to take that on and be willing to put your all into it. Because it's like a full-time job.
To find a spouse.
Godspeed, Meredith.
Good luck,
Godspeed.
Girl.
So mine was, it's her little monologue overlay at the end where she said... if instinct is all we have, it's not always a bad thing. It can bring us wonderful places, and it can also serve as an important purpose, because our gut is usually what warns us when trouble lies ahead. So I really like the last part.
Yeah.
And also, I was like, is this, like, an omen? Is trouble happening ahead?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see.
Let's go into predictions.
And now... Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So I feel like a lot of these are going to run into the next episode, but I'll go with... So I think Roy, I'll stay with that. Roy, I think, is going to come back because I just don't... It was such a harsh, like, a rash firing, especially mm-hmm. with all the legal things in the background that I don't think Karev thought of,
mm-hmm.
which he had every right to
or
do.
Or really
but
even
I
knew
think,
of.
Yeah, like, so I think it's going to come back and maybe bite him in the butt or... I feel like the storyline isn't over with him.
Yeah.
Even though I want him gone, I feel like he's going to come back and throw some drama.
I agree. I think that he should be gone, but that you know, they kept him around for a reason. And mm-hmm. if this is the reason, then it was kind of,
yeah.
it was not, it didn't pay off. I'm going to go, I'm going to shout out Olivia in the chat. Woo. She says she is kind of happy Jackson left her, as in, I assume, Maggie, which is sad.
Yeah. Hey, no, I'm glad that they're not a thing at the moment. Yeah. Yes, Olivia.
So I'm going to just go off of that and just say that Jackson will come back. But I think he's going to come back and not be the guy that Maggie fell in love with.
I can't say I wouldn't be super mad about that, but we'll see.
I don't think it's gonna, you know, pan out that well.
Interesting.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I missed seeing him on the TV today.
Me too.
Come back.
Face.
Come back, Jackson. Yes. But all right, yeah. Keep letting us know your predictions in the comments.
Yes.
And chatting in. We love you guys. So, yeah, but that's all we have for today. Again, stick around because we're coming back with Mama Knows Best episode right after this. Mm-hmm. As always, I'm your host, Krista Flungy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flungy. That's FLENTJE. And where can they find you?
Hey, guys, Chelsea Sark Jones. You can find me at ChelseaSarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
Thanks for joining us. See you guys next time.
See you in a few.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.